So how's it been going? Like I said, I've been in and out, so I haven't really been able to pay too much attention.
It's been going good. We had like almost 30 streamers at one point in time. Definitely have some good likes on the video kind of stream thing. Caleb Fultz, long time Podnuts guy, now married with a kid, where when he started listening to Podnuts, he was literally in high school. So married with a kid now, he's trying to basically do like a dual stream to spit the stream out to multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
I the only one off the top of my head is Twitch, but I know there was like two or three other places he was looking to get the stream going.
Right.
Randomly we'll take a pause. Look at the GoFundMe numbers. I will randomly take a pause, say thanks to the people who have donated, once in a while, like a hardware review or software review talking about, and I do encourage people that, this is like, I don't want to say an AMA type thing, but if you have questions, you got to ask.
Right.
If you don't ask, your questions won't get answered. Matthew Prey from MRP Tech is also going to try to come on here in like a couple hours. He said, family life things.
As we all have.
Right. Exactly. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm going to expect and suspect it's going to get busier because it's Saturday night and where none of us are 17, 18, 19, 20 and have, places to go
keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Let's see. What did I just gotta? Okay. Have to let people know I came on the show because.
Gotcha.
People are like, why are you at the office? Just doing nothing? I'm like, no, I'm working.
YouTube chat's been semi-active. That's been the most active place, I'll say, for interactions.
Let's see. Can I do the YouTube chat while I'm on here? Let me see. Actually, let me mute the audio.
Yeah. We'll either pause the video or mute the audio, I think.
I can do that. And see here. Click. Yeah, of course I had to switch over because I use Firefox as my default browser. And when I clicked the Hangout links, it's like, oh, it doesn't work on this.
I know. And that's just one of the examples of Google doing everything in their power to cut everybody off.
Of course. Yeah, by getting every website to show up as unsecure if you're not using Google's version of SSL or whatever it is.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I remember less than a year ago looking at HostGator trying to see how much they would charge me for SSL.
Right.
They literally wanted to charge me $300 a month for SSL. And then when I went and I said, well, I can go get SSL certs here, they said they're not supported. I said, excuse me, on your plan, you won't be able to import them. Well, what plan do I need so I can import them? Oh, that's about $300 a month. Oh, so you're going to get your $300 a month anyway, you can get it. And then all of a sudden I go to HTTPS Podnuts and it works.
Wow.
But I cannot figure out a way to make it strictly, only HTTPS.
Oh, so okay. So I'm sorry. I guess, just got the chat up.
Gotcha. So I guess they gave in and they basically are now offering people SSL for free. I don't know if of course I'm sure it's not good SSL.
I don't know. All I know is I got into a fight about a month ago with a customer who, it's a medical office, so of course, that's a joy. They have bounced now to their third company that is doing their website, and it's supposed to be, a company that will do their SEO, that will help them with all their backlinks for their stuff, that will drive them business because they are, you know, medically, you know, focused in websites and they are HIPAA certified. So
we know what that means.
Yes. So they basically said, okay, well, we need to move your hosting over to us. And I said, not going to happen.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we can't do anything unless we have it. I said, no, well, I'll give you the A record. And if you need stuff done, and so we had this literally this week long conversation where I had to explain to them, you are not getting one DNS control of this company. And I need to be able to access whatever I need. If I need to change, you know, port forwarding in the firewall, and I need to do stuff with their remote access and their stuff. I said, that's our stuff, not yours. So we finally worked around it. We just simply gave them the A record. Well, they created a secondary domain to do all of their stuff in the background.
Right.
So the customers started showing up saying that, oh, your site's not secure. Well, okay. So the problem was if we buy the SSL certificate, they wouldn't let us put it on their their server because they're like, well, if we don't host it, we can't do it. And I'm like, okay, well, then what do we have? And they're like, well, you can create a free account over at this hosting company. And I forget what it was, but it was something weird where they had their own DNS control panel backdoor. And then if we move the name records to there, it was just a mess. And I was like, this is so retarded. And now my client wants to leave them. So,
well, yeah, because that's the thing. If they're trying to do everything, we know as technicians, they're going to be good at nothing.
Right.
Make a website. Make it pretty. Make it usable. Make it functional. I'll do this stuff. That's why I'm an admin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Companies have a hard time sticking to their lanes is the word I use. And I know that might not be a great term for it, but stick with what you're good at.
Wait a minute. Do I got to make an account to use this YouTube thing?
You don't have a Google account?
I have a Google, but I don't have it tied to the YouTube.
Oh,
People are sending me, people are commenting in the chat and I can't respond. All right. So I'm here. Create a channel. I don't want to, oops. How do I get the chat back?
Refresh the page. I don't know. That's what I do. Nuke and pave.
Oh, I got to. Okay. I'm trying to. How do I get in the chat? It says want to live chat. Create a channel to join the chat. I don't want to create a channel.
Yeah, no.
I just want to chat.
Let me see something. I did find out if you just go to YouTube and type Podnuts24.
That'll get us in.
That'll get you right there.
All right. So let me do that. I'll probably lose everybody's Podnuts24.
Yeah. I just click it and below the chat, below the learn more, it has my name, my icon, and a text box for me to type. And it says 0 of 200.
You have to create a channel. The one who calls me No Marketing Marv said that. Okay, so how do we create a channel?
I don't know. That's confusing.
Use YouTube as... I'm going to do my business. Oh, this is incredible. Oh,
I trust Elizabeth. Now I know the name. Yes, I trust Elizabeth.
You trust her?
Yes. I've heard her now, what, twice?
On the pro show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. See, I pay attention.
Okay, you don't have any recent uploads. I don't care. Okay, let me get back into here. Yeah, okay, here we go. Yeah, she is really pushing hard. Okay. Okay, it works. All right, let me go back up. Somebody...
Like Mag.
Somebody had said something.
Our video is outstanding.
Audio and video is great. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And that's Mitch. Mitch in a scrub.
I know Mitch. Mitch, Marvin's video is in. Is he just using a plain webcam? Yes, I am, Mitch. It is the the Logitech, I don't know, 920 or whatever.
Yeah. C920.
Elizabeth Lamb, no marketing Marv. Thank you. You know what? Since she's listening, I'm going to have to get her on here. So maybe I'll do that when you take your break, and her and I can banter back and forth on the lack of marketing that I do.
Well, the good thing is all you got to do is just shoot her the Hangout links and it should work with no problem.
All right.
There, no like invite should be needed or anything.
Beautiful. Everybody's commenting, create a channel.
Well, and the lag is at least a minute.
Yeah.
Versus what we're saying versus what they're hearing.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. So
I'm just shocked so much.
Yeah. So yeah, people make fun of me. So by the way, you know, so the whole deal with, you know, the whole Podnuts community is you guys end up talking about things that I know nothing about because I don't, you know, I'm not a Linux guy. I'm not a gamer. I don't pay attention to all every version release of every phone, iOS or whatever, not iOS, OS. And I don't pay attention to, let's see, I still don't do mini PC stuff. I don't do 3D printing. So I miss out on a lot of your topics. And of course, when I tried to talk Trek, I got hammered by the Star Wars yahoos. Well,
trust me, I'm like, I don't want to say a purist, but the original series, and if you haven't watched Star Trek Continues, have you watched Star Trek Continues?
Continues? Which one is that?
Star Trek Continues. It is a YouTube only thing that literally got the good graces of the Gene Roddenberry Family Foundation and the original like CBS owner to say, yes, you can do this. It is unbelievably adhering to the old principles of the TV show.
I haven't watched Star Trek Discovery yet. The one on the CBS.
Oh, it's bad.
Is it bad?
Oh, it's, well, to me, cause I don't like explosions in my Star Trek. Star Trek is about people, about stories, about humanity, about trials and tribulations, not explosions.
So I watched the first episode because it was free to the public.
Right.
And it was like watching Star Trek V.
Mm. Well, to me, if they called it Space Adventures, it is a great series. You know what I mean? Because it's a good, well-written, great special effects, good acting. To me, it's like, yes, Star Trek V. I think it's a good way to put it. It's Abby Normal.
Yeah. So I got a lot of heat for that. But you know what? I don't care.
I've said it too. I'm a fan. Look, I know the next generation has its flaws. I'm not dumb. You know what I mean? I tried watching the first season over again. It hurt.
Well, okay. So the next generation is kind of like you have to, you know, you kind of have to separate out the generational aspect of it. So for TNG, so first of all, you're close enough to my age to understand this. So I was in college when that show came out.
Right.
And we quickly turned it into a drinking game.
Oh.
Where every time Picard would, you know, do his shirt.
That's good. He did that a lot.
He did. So that was a cool game. And it was just different enough that it was okay. You know.
Right.
The TOS had just kind of, you know, the movies had kind of re-energized it and stuff. And so TNG was okay. It was out of the box enough, but it tried to stay true to Star Trek. The characters were a little goofy. I mean, Deanna Troi was a cheerleader that first year. I mean, those outfits were ridiculous.
Yep.
William Riker, you know, beard or no beard, you know, there should be a whole channel on that. And what else? That's pretty much it. I didn't really. The movies were okay.
The thing that I say about the movies is you have to take the movies as independent creations. They are their own thing. They are the movies.
Yep.
Most of them I consider to be better than a lot of other stuff. A couple of them, excellent movies, great movies. And a couple of them, like two of them, it's like, well, that's interesting. Because I don't want to say anything bad about them. So I just say interesting. But there's a link. I put it in the chat. That's to all, I think, 12 episodes of Star Trek Continues. Just an example of like what they did, like the level of dedication. Imagine Star Trek got canceled. 3 years later, the television studio decided to bring it back. But they couldn't cast any of the old cast members because they all moved on. But they wanted to continue on with the story. So everything is placed in that time frame. There's no like insane jumps in technology. Some of the set is literally the exact same set that's being used from the original series.
Okay.
And like, for instance, they take scores, digitally remastered original scores from the TV show, pull it into modern day systems, and expand it so you're hearing the exact same music, but it's more than what it used to be, even though it's hard to tell where like the old stops and the new starts kind of thing.
So is that kind of like what they did with Voyager when they had Janeway and them show up on the original TOS show?
I think these guys did it better
and integrated them into the.
Well, I think these guys made a better homage of the old show.
Okay.
Where with Voyager, they were trying to do the Voyager thing.
Right.
And here's the thing. Voyager, to me, had some of the single best episodes of Star Trek in thinking, in making you think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was really good. But this is the kind of thing, honestly, I don't cry at movies or television shows. The last episode of the Star Trek Continues, I'm sitting there crying. I'm a grown man. I ain't drinking.
And that's YouTube only?
Only YouTube.
Okay, but is it YouTube TV or YouTube?
Like, no, just free on YouTube. This was done years ago. This was done 3 years ago.
Because I'm paying for way too much. I heard you guys talk about cord cutting earlier, and it's like...
Yeah. There's 11 episodes. Each episode's around 40 minutes long, 40, 50 minutes long.
Star Trek Continues. All right.
Yeah. And they have like tons of like behind-the-scenes stuff. Because like the main guy doing literally like 60 hours of work each week is the guy who plays Kirk kind of thing. So it's just one of those things. If you like Trek at all, if you like the essence of what makes Star Trek, Star Trek, to me, it is a fantastic series to watch. And I do expect to hear about it, good or bad or indifferent, because then I understand what you like better. And I know what to, you know, throw your way.
All right. But here's the thing. Now, I like my Trek, but don't ask me, you know, to tell you how many decks there are on a starship and which ones can land. And I mean, I'm not getting into the details of all that.
I like the story. Right. I like the acting. I'm not one of those.
Or lack thereof in acting.
I don't have like authentic replica uniforms in my closet.
You mean you don't have a shelf like Mr. Halish of all of the characters, you know, lined up behind you?
No, but I was getting really close to taking this computer. This is a full-fledged NanoPi Neo computer. I really came close to taking this with a small battery pack, putting it in my pocket and having a little Bluetooth communicator to my phone on my chest. Came really close to doing
that. That's too much for me.
I didn't, if that means
so
anything.
So you could go to a convention with Rainey and have fun, because Rainey loves that stuff.
I know, but I would probably have fun making fun of them more than anything else.
Well, I certainly would.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. Every event I've been to, the people there are always the good people.
Looky here, call out his name.
And he shows up.
You just talking about me?
Yeah, talking about that shelf of Wookiees behind you or whatever those things are.
Well, speaking of, see if I can make my adjustments to my camera.
You're going to zoom in on us?
Good, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
just educating Marvin on Star Trek Continues, which I'm amazed that the people who consider themselves at least moderate fans of Star Trek, who's never heard of Star Trek Continues.
Yeah, I think Marvin just probably relates to Star Trek, but he's not really a, what I would call a fan. Now,
well, you do know the origins of the word fan, right?
No, what is it?
Fanatic.
What?
Oh, there you go.
So, yes, yeah. He's not a fanatic.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not a fanatic either. No. I'm just a fair weather kind of fan.
You know, I have Star Wars toys, but I'm really not a Star Wars fanatic.
I had a shirt.
I can't keep up with like a Bradford Torrey who can. He knows Star Wars like the back of his hand. So pretty much.
So what did you think of the trailer?
I didn't see it yet.
What trailer?
Yesterday's Star Wars Episode 9, Return of the Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, I got to reach out to Bradford. We have 7 movies to catch up on.
Have you watched all of them?
No, I haven't watched all of them. I've caught bits and pieces because TBS or TNT or whoever has a marathon every other weekend.
Right. So, well, here's what I'll say. I have a Plex server running. Plex server is a service, free service that all DOJ requests have went.
Oh, I have. Brad gave me his Plex. So I've got them all.
Well, if now isn't a question of all of them. Do you have Star Wars D? What's it called? D specialized.
Oh my God! No, I have no clue.
I'm gonna bet money Brad doesn't have that.
I don't know. All I know is that we had an argument about, was it the one with the blue lightsaber or the green lightsabers?
Exactly.
And I'm like, what?
Well, here's the thing. I have a New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi put back to the most accurate representation of the original theatrical release for each one of them, including like at the very beginning of A New Hope, it doesn't say Episode 4, A New Hope, because it didn't say that at the theater. It literally just said Star Wars, A New Hope kind of thing. And that's what I have on my Plex server, all 3 of those versions. And I personally think they're more enjoyable because there's less distractions going on.
Okay. How many people would notice that change though? You know what? Retract the question, Your Honor. Retract.
Wait a minute. Let me go back to my childhood. Now, back in the day, my dad had got a bootleg copy of Star Wars.
That's a good dad.
Shortly after it was out in the theater, right? So we probably watched that thing when I was a kid probably 100 times. So when they came out with the newer releases, you would see the changes and you're like, oh, that wasn't in there before, because you knew it really, really well.
Right. Anyway. Yeah, see, when I first watched the new ones, I kept thinking, like, is this the Mandela effect before people knew about the Mandela effect? And I just didn't notice that kind of stuff before. But then I learned, no, all this extra crap is in here. And I'll say number of people low, really low, Marvin. Percentage of people who consider themselves Star Wars fan, I would literally think 3 minutes into the movie, they would know something's not the same.
Okay.
But I don't know if they would know this is the original theatrical kind of release.
And let's be honest, when you're trying to tell a story, there's a reason that a lot of those things end up on a cutting room floor, because there's a thing called editing. You don't want to take you don't want to waste a bunch of time when you can tell a story in and back then, what was a normal movie? What, an hour and a half was a long movie back then?
Yes.
Nowadays, it's over 3 hours is a long movie. That's a big change.
Well, and he was very upset at Episode 4, 5, and 6 at the amount of editing other people did to his movie. So what we see in Episode 4, 5, and 6 really wasn't his ideal representation of the movies. As time went on, he kept inserting more of his ideals into the movie. And then when you watch 1, 2, and 3, you see what he intended, because he had full absolute control. So I'm really happy he didn't have full and total control of Episode 4, 5, and 6, because I don't think they would have did as good.
They might not have. And I used to have, way back when, I used to have an original, one of the, I don't know if it was the original script, because there was many, but there was an older script. And when you read through it, you read through the script and it's like, it was nothing
Yeah.
Like what Star Wars ended up being.
Yeah. And things were out of order.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. A lot's changed. Well, and that's the thing. It's just, dare I say, like a podcast network. A collaboration is when good stuff comes out of it. When there's a single person doing it, the likelihood of having massive success is incredibly low. Because how often do I make this one thing and I consider it to be perfect and I show it to somebody and they say, it looks like crap. You know, where, you know, like, you know, 20 people work on it and 20 people agree it's pretty good, more than likely more people will.
That's true.
I'm sorry, you guys lost me. I'm going to do something else.
We started talking. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Star Trek then, Marv.
Apparently, I don't know enough about Star Trek either. I didn't even have an idea there was a freaking show out.
Dora, I remember you telling us or telling me a while back. That's been out for a while, hasn't it?
At least 3 years.
Okay. And you told me about it, and I still have not taken the time to go watch it. So, and I don't get me wrong. I like Star Trek because my dad was actually a Star Trek fan before he became also a Star Wars fan.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. There are things about each of them that I like. I mean, with Star Wars, it's the hero's journey. It's the hero's journey done in such a way that if it doesn't draw you in, you don't understand storytelling kind of thing. And with Star Trek, it's about human species reacting and acting with things and against things and figuring out things. You know what I mean? Whether it be racial bias in an entire planetary culture and how can we try to show these people what's right or wrong, or dang, that green chick is hot.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things when you look at the Star Wars universe and the Star Trek universe, this is the way I look at it from a simplistic state or point of view, is that Star Wars to me is more of a futuristic Western.
Yes.
And Star Trek is more of a actual futuristic sci-fi.
In Star Wars, humans control everything. In Star Trek, computers are the ultimate everything. Because they always, in Star Trek, reference a computer. You know, do a diagnostic. Computer, what's this? Computer, how's that? And in Star Wars, it's always Luke do this, Han do this kind of thing. Yeah, it's a very, and it is. You could literally take the exact story of Star Wars and reshoot it shot for shot, Western style, make complete sense. Everything will make complete sense. I'm your father. Oh, you know, it just works. And yeah, I put a link there to a Wikipedia article. If you want to know about what Trekkies argue about, this is a good example. Split infinitive. It's one of the biggest taboos in the English language from back from the 1800s, I want to say. You do not split an infinitive. And so people have been complaining for years about how Star Trek uses a split infinitive in their introductions to boldly go. To and go should never be split up. It should just say boldly to go or to go boldly. But they use a split infinitive to boldly go, which causes classical English majors to just completely freak out on them.
You know what I say to that? There are people out there that have way too much time on their hands. That's all I'm going
to
say.
That sounds and like to you me, two that have just way shows. Too much time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you look at that and it's like, that's what you're going to argue about? Okay.
Hey, Marvin, let me ask you a question. Yeah. So did you watch the original or have you watched all the original Star Trek TV shows?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when's the last time that you actually went through all those episodes?
Okay. So I haven't necessarily gone through them, but there's a channel on my cable service, since we pay for every freaking channel out there, called H&I, Heroes and Icons.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Every night, starting at 8 p.m., the first show, Star Trek, the original series. The next hour, Star Trek, The Next Generation. The third hour, Star Trek Voyager. The fifth hour, Deep Space Nine. And the last hour, Enterprise.
Wow. Nice.
So they're on every stinking night.
Now, Dor, I liked Enterprise, and because it made a more modern, number one, they had more modern things that they could bring to the screen at the time because of technology.
Yep.
And it actually, the beginning story was kind of something that sucked me in. Now, I don't, it's just like the original Star Wars, or the Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, for lack of better terms.
Right.
I actually enjoyed all three of them. I don't understand.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, and 3, or 4, 5, and 6 that were 1, 2, and 3?
No, 1, 2, and the actual 1, 2, and 3, okay. Not 4, 5, and 6 of the original back okay. in 1977.
Well, I'll say 1, 2, and 3 weren't bad. They just didn't meet expectations. Going back and watching them, they're really good movies, in fact. Well, 3, though, to me, 3 was so good.
Which one was 3? Let me give me names, because that's how I know them.
I have the higher ground! Return of the Sith.
Yeah.
And to me, that was 3 was, and I've heard people say, we don't need 1 and 2. Just look at 3. And I understand them saying that. But
so was 2 The Force Awakens?
No.
That's way down the road.
No. Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, Return of the Sith.
All right.
Without 1 and 2, we wouldn't Google know how much he hated talk. Sand, and we wouldn't understand Tatooine. You know, the original series, and that's the whole thing. The acting was bad.
Well, of course it was. It was 1960.
Exactly.
Come on.
I know, but here's the thing. Have you ever watched the cartoon?
The Star Trek cartoon? No.
Star Trek cartoon. It came out like 7 years after the original series went off the air. It was only on for, I think, 2 seasons.
Ooh. No, I'm sure I was into things like the Brady Bunch and things like that. I mean,
I've tried to watch it. I've tried. And yes, Enterprise, here's the thing. You put Scott Bakula on a show, I don't care. I'm giving it a chance.
That's right. I like Scott.
Quantum Leap. I mean, yep. You know. And everything about Enterprise was good, except the passion.
Until they started fighting with the fish people.
Well, I didn't like the fish people.
I got lost there.
Now,
and it was just so close to me to being
the first couple of seasons, fantastic.
Yeah, first three,
and then they start three, okay, but then it went off the rails.
Well, let me put it this way. Almost every popular sci-fi show. I love watching sci-fi shows on Netflix when they come out because they're usually, the seasons are a lot shorter. Now, if I'm going to watch a crime and drama, you know that they're going to go for 12 plus seasons, whatever, 10, 12 seasons. But with the sci-fi stuff, yeah, they usually lose their steam after season 2 or 3 and it starts to go downhill. But
except
it's like
for the next generation.
Well,
that's weird. That one, you watch the first 2 seasons, that's painful.
Yeah, but season 7 was...
are painful, yes. I was going to say that.
Season 7 was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know how they did it.
I am Locutus aboard.
It was crazy. And I started watching Next Generations, and I probably got to right around season 5, but then I started watching some other things with my wife, so I kind of left it off. But I want to go back and watch that because I had watched the original season in its entirety in order on Netflix. And some of the shows were great.
Yeah.
There were some ones that were very, very painful to watch.
Very bad. Yeah.
And the special effects were obviously not up to par.
Yeah, that didn't bother me as much. I mean, yeah, okay. I guess hitting somebody from across the room with double fists and knocking them out. Wake up, Spock, wake up.
No, it was the half-cocked punch that really knocked them out, you know.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. I think that at some point, Star Trek will end up on that show Riff Tracks or Mystery Science Theater where it's the B, you know, reel with people in the corner making fun of it and stuff. That's how the TOS is. So
yeah. With me, it was just, I like the fact, and honestly, what I like more now is the stories I hear about the original series, how literally Gene Roddenberry went in and argued and said, no, Uhura is going to get paid more money. You know, he felt like, not only am I doing this cultural thing in narrative form on a television show, but we're living it today. And he acknowledged that, and he did everything in his power to make sure, just like in the show, everyone should be treated fairly. I want everybody I hire on this show to be treated fairly. And it bred a family type atmosphere. And somehow the next generation captured that as well, where it was painfully obvious after hearing all their talks. And if you haven't watched The Captains, which I believe is on Netflix, it's basically, I can't remember who it is, one guy goes around and interviews all of the captains. And it's painfully obvious that when Jean-Luc Picard, Patrick Stewart, got the first day on that set, he said to himself, what in the hell am I doing here? This is going to be the end of my career. This is, everyone's going to laugh at me and make fun of me. And he said, it literally took more than a season for me to realize the love and the passion and the enjoyment and the dedication.
Well, remember, he wasn't really a TV actor either. He was a stage actor.
So, oh, he went, this is TV. This is garbage what I'm doing.
Yep.
I come from the theater. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that Netflix thing, The Captains, was really good. But it really highlighted to me just how Deep Space Nine, Benjamin Sisko, I don't know if he did drugs or something, but that guy is out there.
Well, come on now. He's Hawk from that show.
Yes. And Bakula, listening to him talk on that series, I thought to myself, that's how good of an actor he is. Because you listen to him talk openly and freely, he's also slightly wacko. But you listen to him in a TV show, and he sells that character, that role.
You watch him on NCIS New Orleans?
My wife watches it all the time, and whenever I'm walking by and I see it on, I sit down and watch it just because of him.
Yep. He makes that show.
Oh, the other actors sure in the hell don't. You know, that guy with the over-exaggerated New Orleans accent.
I don't know his name. LaSalle.
Yeah. And then the lady who always looks like she's on narcotics. Her eyes are always half closed.
Oh, the girl from New York, the FBI chick.
Yeah.
She looks
But the show's also gotten better every season. I will say that.
All right. So, Dora, you're going to go to dinner and take a break and stuff, and Jeff and I are going to take over for a while?
Sure, yeah. I'll go eat something. I will have the stream running on my phone, so if you need me, just holler.
Okay. All right. So while Dor heads out, let us do what this 24 hours was meant to do, and that is to direct everybody to the GoFundMe page, where we are working to help Eric Ardini and family. As many of you know, if you just have gotten onto this stream recently and haven't heard earlier, Eric Ardini, one of the forefathers in the Podnuts community, recently lost his battle with cancer. The GoFundMe page that was set up by his sister Tara is still up, and we are still going to be supporting his family. Just because Eric has lost his battle, the need for support does not go away. The bills are still there. The family still needs assistance, so we are continuing to provide as much help as we can. I know that in the morning when this started, I believe we were at 8,300. The tally is now up to 9,200. So if you are watching on the YouTube, the link that where you can go help Eric Ardini and his family is there. Or if you just go to GoFundMe and type in Eric Ardini, spelled A-R-D-U-I-N-I, you will get to the page, folks. Please go and donate. If you have already donated and you can do some more, we encourage you to do so. Share the link. Get friends and family to assist. We're not asking for a ton of money, folks. This is just, whatever you can give is something that will help the family.